Need a powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens? Allicin Med is the powerful universal pathogen killer's latest advance of German-sourced allicin, enzymatically stabilized to clear the body of bacteria, fungi, mycobacteria, and parasites. It penetrates body biofilms and is non-toxic to tissues. Pathogen resistance cannot develop for long-term body-optimized wellness. Clear stealth pathogens that promote autoimmune disease, cancer, and vascular inflammation and plaque and promote healing of tissues. Now pathogen-free. With 200 milligrams more power than prior Alamed, you can't get a more powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens. Give your body what it needs. Allicin Med. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutridyne at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. That's 1-888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNLive.com today.
And welcome back to the NutriMedical Report. We have amazing Josh Bernstein here to open up this Can of Worm Week. And there's so much news over the weekend, it's amazing. It's like a whole year. And if you don't pay attention and actually discern what's going on, I watched Life, Liberty, and Levine talking about his constitutional attorney on Sunday night in Fox. I've been looking at all the details, like Dan Bongino and the other judges on Fox News and elsewhere. And I can't tell you, I'm boggled why Mueller's not arrested himself for his abuse of power. I'm amazed that we have the Logan Act, and we're going to talk about that. I'd like you to get into all of this stuff with the Iran deal and Kerry. Josh, I'd like you to open up with what you think are the most important prescient stories, because next Saturday, the Iran agreement has to go or be majorly revised. If it doesn't, the whole world is in absolute danger from these mullahs. They have too much mullah now that we gave, or from Obama. Too many mullahs with too much mullah.
Yeah, no question about it. Look, the Trump administration is going to make a decision as soon as tomorrow, to be honest with you, as far as what I'm hearing and what I'm seeing. I think they should pull out of this deal absolutely immediately, slap on sanctions immediately. We know now that there's the secret project Ahmad that has come to the surface in the last week or so. They have not stopped their nuclear program. In fact, they have exacerbated it and expedited it to the point where they're probably spinning subterfuges, as well as Natanz and Quds and Parsons. These are all locations that there is satellite imaging showing that they are doing nuclear activity. They're dressed in their hazmat suits and everything else. We've got this ridiculous rule, the 28-day rule, for someone to come in before they can inspect it, which I can't even understand why Obama or anyone else would sign off on something so stupid as that.
But well, now, you have to think of it either stupid or evil. I mean, how can you do something like this? It had to be evil. It couldn't be just stupid.
Yeah, exactly. And now with the latest shadow Secretary of State activity by John Lurch Kerry, this is absolutely insane. Why this person is not being immediately picked up and arrested under the Logan Act, I don't understand. And I agree with Rudy Giuliani. Why isn't anyone talking about the fact that this guy is violated 100% and admitted, well, according, he's not admitting it, but we've got the documentation showing that he's been working this shadow government. Here we have a situation with the most horrific deal in U.S. history, the most dangerous deal in U.S. history for America and our closest ally in Israel, and we literally have the person who created the deal and helped push the deal now working behind the scenes from the prior administration, trying to sabotage the current administration and save this horrible deal. I think he should be arrested immediately and be charged for treason and under the Logan Act.
Right. Well, there's so many crimes going on. I mean, look at Lisa Page. She just recently quit. Another person in the FBI just before the IG report comes out. I don't know why Sessions is waiting for the IG report, but to be honest with you, Mueller needs to end today. To be honest, if you actually look back at the fact that Rosenstein signed the first FISA warrant, the fact that they're both tied to Uranium One and all kinds of other scams, Mueller himself is a massive criminal. How could he possibly be pulled into this thing when Comey, who you know is a manipulative liar of the nth level, actually created this situation to even start the independent counsel? I'm boggled that we even tolerate this. This is nauseating and expensive. And the thing is, it doesn't just damage Trump. Democrats should understand this. This damages the office of the presidency. It's very dangerous to the country. If the president can't do his job with North Korea and Iran and other situations, what's wrong with these people? Are they crazy?
Right, exactly. And here's the thing. It's not like, you know, the administration asked John Kerry to get involved. He's just automatically, him and Obama are just automatically taking it upon themselves to do diplomacy on behalf of this administration. That is illegal. Folks, this is illegal. He should be locked up immediately. Him and this crazy former energy secretary, Ernest Moniz, they need to be locked up. Literally, they should be, the FBI should knock on their door, and when they open the door, they should immediately tase them so there's no resistance, and then cuff them and bring them to jail immediately. This is what these people have done. They have violated what is known as the Logan Act. Now, granted, it's an act from a very, very, very long time ago, like from the 1800s or so. And there hasn't been, you know, a lot of the 18th century, sorry. There hasn't been anyone really, you know, under the, you know, arrest of it. But the Logan Act prohibits U.S. citizens from having private correspondence with a foreign government. I'm sorry to say, but former Secretary of State Kerry is now a citizen. He is someone that should not be having private correspondence with a foreign government with the intent to influence the measures or conduct of any foreign government in relation to any disputes or controversies with the United States or to defeat measures of the United States. He is doing this. There is proof that he is doing this. From phone calls to emails to interactions to cables to, you know, all of these different things. The article says that he met with Macron and he's met with Merkel and he's met with his Iranian counterpart from back then. He is sabotaging the Trump administration's ability to govern with foreign policy. He needs to be arrested and held accountable under the Logan Act.
Right. Well, it's amazing to me that this is the way our government's operating now, isn't it?
It's sick. It's absolutely sick. I mean, Jeff Sessions won't even get a special prosecutor against Mueller. And, you know, now I'm asking him to investigate Kerry for the Logan Act. If we had a real Secretary of State with any testicular fortitude at all, we wouldn't be having this discussion. Because someone like a Rudy Giuliani or a Jeanine Pirro or an Andrew Napolitano or a Jay Sekulow or, you know, even a Trey Gowdy, who I'm not real thrilled with, but even someone like that would be able to take these investigations and do what they're supposed to do with them. What I'm afraid is going to happen, Dr. Bill, is time is Trump's biggest enemy right now. Right. We are now in May, and the midterms are just around the corner. And I believe that Sessions is purposely not trying to open these investigations so that it'll be too close to the midterm, and that way we'll have more of a problem. We won't ever get to the bottom of these things, because if we lose Congress, that's the end of that. So I think that's what's going on. This is a sabotage by Jeff Sessions. For some reason, think about it. There's got to be a conspiracy. I don't do a lot of conspiratorial type of stuff, but think about it. He was the first person to support Donald Trump, right? He came out right away in the Senate. Oh, right. I love this guy. I'm going to support this guy. He goes out on the campaign trail and everything else. There must have been a reason for that, and I don't think it was pure Americana and love for country, in my opinion.
I'll tell you what. I have a little slightly twist on that. I think he wanted to support Trump, but they said they, like the intel agencies and the other people, they dug up some bad connections or bad crimes or bad associations with different groups like pedophilia of either him or his relatives or friends or colleagues. And there's some real deep dirt going back, and they got him. And my feeling is they've notified him that if he squeaks sideways and doesn't follow orders, he's going to go down. And my feeling is he's compromised.
Yeah. Oh, there's no question he's compromised.
Yeah, that's my take on it. Now, there's a couple of other things going on here. You pointed out Iran. Iran has been sending missiles, even up to a couple of years ago, with in Hebrew written on the side of the missile, aimed at Israel with an intent and a distance to strike anywhere, by the way, not only in Middle East, but also Europe. People don't realize that Iranian missile systems that are being still developed not only violate the agreement, but they actually can strike anywhere in Europe or the Middle East. And the peacock nation, Iran, they are building nukes, and even if they just held these documents and waited for the sunset clause, they're still violating it. They need to be shut down now. And the same thing with North Korea. I've got some information to mention about them, too. There's a couple of mistakes that are being made here in this discussion. Number one, and this is just what I call walking orders for Trump. Number one, don't wait for the IG report. Fire Sessions and Rosenstein right now after these two judges made their statement. You won't have any blowback militarily, geopolitically, and otherwise. Do not interview with Mueller. Mueller needs to go. He needs to shut down. And we need an independent investigation to go after Hillary Clinton because we're near the statute of limitations, which is 5 years for the emails. Some of the people were attorneys that actually defended the people that even had the hammers and bleach bit to actually destroy the emails and the cell phones and so on for Hillary. These are on the so-called Mueller kill SWAT team. I mean, this is an impeachment team. This is not, you don't go and investigate a person to find a crime. You investigate a crime and then prosecute a person. There's nothing here. I mean, this is a total disjunction of the idea of what justice is in America. This is not even, and it's public. This wouldn't even happen in a banana republic. This is an obscenity. And Trump needs to get back on track with campaigning for pro-Trump candidates so he can get more seats in Congress and Senate. Who cares about all these rules of you always lose seats? No, Trump is a new phenomenon. He's increased the economy. He's tried to strengthen the border. I would say now, even before the 2018 midterms, he needs to get the Army Corps engineer building the damn wall now with some of that money. And in September, he needs to have his own financial guy meeting with these people that want to put another omnibus bill in September for another 6 months so he doesn't get a big turkey egg on his desk where he wants to fund. And he needs this rule change, which I saw last week on the Engel report with Engel on Fox News. And she calls the Engel language her show, that this rule change will make sure that no money goes to pay federal money for abortions. One-third of abortions in America are done by Planned Parenthood. They don't really have anything else. All kinds of other clinics, which say over Maine or anywhere else in the country, could supply all the other women's services paid for by federal government. And so Planned Parenthood, I call them, need to have their funding cut, and that doesn't need Congress and Senate. And the congressmen, they're basically what I call false or fake Republicans. They're really Democrats or, gutless Republicans. They need to know that there's a number on their back and that Trump's going to take them out now and in the 2020 elections. He needs to start campaigning for other alternate candidates that are actually going to support Trump and his agenda. And the fact is, Trump also needs to start preparing before now in 2020 for who's going to replace him in 2025 when he's gone. And I don't think it's Mike Pence. It needs to be another star like him who has enough guts to actually work out of the box and do things not like a businessman and not like a politician. Because we've had too damn many politicians who have screwed over America, handed over to the globalists, handed over intellectual property, basically made our country a ridiculous situation so immigration we can fix. Immigration's real simple. Streamline it, make sure industry puts in their requests, And if industry in specific states don't put in a request, you don't get to immigrate, period. Now, you can have a work visa, and you can work if the industry wants you, and a work visa should be basically passed through the federal government. That's how you do it. A work visa program, an immigration program that's determined by industry and states, how many people they want. And then you can actually get the best and brightest in here rather than everybody walk and plant their butt and then get all kinds of benefits. It's ridiculous, isn't it?
It is ridiculous. And I think the Mueller investigation, you're absolutely right, needs to go immediately. It's such a distraction to the amazing and wonderful things that he's been able to accomplish, from the housing market just booming and the fact that the low unemployment rate and African-American unemployment rate and so many different things, so many jobs being created, happening.
So many things he needs to do, too. I mean, he needs to strengthen our missile defense.
Comes to the surface in the regular media. So the only way to get rid of and get that stuff out there is people like me and you, but also to get rid of this Mueller witch hunt once and for all, he needs to just take the gamble and fire the guy. I don't think he's going to be impeached for it. I think that there's enough evidence showing that it was a witch hunt. And I think if it came down to it, the American people understand it's a witch hunt. If you look at the polling, even the American people get the fact that it's been a witch hunt. And now with these two judges that have come out and have said it publicly, thank God they've done that. I think you're right. He can just end this thing because it's a witch hunt. And I don't think I'll have any political blowback from it. I mean, a little bit from the hard left, of course.
But the hard left is irritated that Donald Trump has a heartbeat and can still breathe.
Right, I mean, exactly.
His existence on Earth is irritating to them.
He wasn't aborted. Right, exactly. So I think from that standpoint, you know, we got to get rid of the Mueller investigation. I've been saying that all along. I've been saying it, you know, since the very beginning, honestly, even from, like, even before the Lisa Page and Peter Stroke text messages came out. I mean, I think when the first indictment went down against Manafort and I saw that all of the judges were Hillary supporters, I mean, it was ridiculous. As soon as he assembled his team, which, by the way, his team has no registered Republicans on it. None, folks. None.
This has been the
biggest witch hunt. It's been the worst prosecutorial case of abuse in U.S. history. In U.S. history.
Yeah, you know the reason why. It's three reasons. Number one, a smokescreen so he won't investigate Hillary, and the Obama administration is still operating ultra vires to actually try to control policy and government interaction internationally. Number two, it's to make sure that it covers his butt, because he covered up 9/11. He covered up the getting rid of all kinds of Muslim information after the Obama administration took over. Mueller himself was involved directly with Uranium One, and he actually covered up and allowed a Russian operative who was working on the Uranium One deal to bring in the Russian negotiators who didn't have permission to get in America. He actually allowed that Russian negotiator to come here, and it was specifically Mueller that did it. I mean, these guys have got so much dirt on their hands and under their fingernails. It's like they went into a coal mine, and they're so dirty. It's like back blackface, you know, like the old comedies 100 years ago. They sing the old black songs, right?
Yeah, Dr. Bill, speaking of coal mines, you have this Don, I think his name is Blankenship. He was formerly arrested and thrown in jail for causing 29 people, or he was held accountable for a mine accident. And I don't know if you saw it, but he put out an ad where he called Mitch McConnell Cocaine Mitch, and then he talked about his China people. And all of a sudden, he's now in the lead in West Virginia for the Senate. What's interesting about what you said earlier, that Trump needs to support these candidates that are going to support him, well, he went out on Twitter immediately and he said, hey, remember what happened in Alabama? Don't vote for this guy. He can't win the general. Vote for one of the other two. So Trump's not on board with the Roy Moores and the Steve Bannons and some of those. He's on par with Luther Strange and some of these other people that would run and would win, or supposedly could win the seat. I think that's a tough position to be in, because the base and the people in West Virginia love President Trump, but they're going to support whoever they want to support. And if that happens again, it's true. We may have another situation where we win the primary and can't win the general. I don't know. Hopefully that won't happen. West Virginia is a pretty red state, but I think he should just stay out of it and not be involved in these races and let people not.
Yeah, you mean where it's a bunch of Republicans that are close, you mean? Right?
Yeah, I mean, like, for instance, I'm not saying Luther Strange would have been, you know, a bad senator, but he would have been better than what we got now, a Democrat.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt...
Welcome back. So, Josh, we talked on the break about the fact that the Pope came out with a statement wanting gun confiscation worldwide except for the UN. This is the most nasty, satanically evil bastard that ever drew breath on earth. And I talk to Catholics that are good Christians. There's good Jews that are good Jews that are good believers, you know, the Judeo-Christian ethic. But, man, this guy is, that's why the left loves him. He's got so much support from the media and the left. He's got some of the biggest Twitter and other pages, social media pages on the planet. And he's a crazy maniac. He makes the statements that any believer of any faith, Hindu, Buddhist, whatever, even if you're a decent humanist and you're an agnostic, you'd say, this guy's crazy. Isn't
yeah.
He? Yeah. You don't have to...
This Pope...
Yeah, go ahead.
Let me tell you something about this Pope. This is an Argentinian socialist quasi-communist. This
right.
is a Pope... that is so far to the left that he's willing to talk to left-wing radical communist dictators like in Cuba and Venezuela and other countries in Latin America where the Catholic Church is not doing so good. And so
right.
he's willing to forgive all of that because these people are mostly self-identifying as Catholics. And that's why he went to Cuba. That's why he went to Venezuela. He's trying to drum up support for the church, and he doesn't care if they're coming from communist countries because he wants to grow the ranks of the church. For this guy to go around and say that he's in favor of worldwide gun confiscation, well, then he obviously has no idea about history or has completely decided to ignore history. And maybe more importantly, how about the history of the most recent times with the Islamists trying to kill everybody, but yet this guy wants everyone disarmed? This guy is insane. You're absolutely right. This is an insane Pope.
Right, and the thing is that when you look at this and you see the global cabal, it's a very strange chimera. It's made by extreme elements of a lot of different groups that are both religious, agnostic, geopolitical, and even techie. The techie side, that don't, you know, like Silicon Valley, they have absolutely no idea about wanting any kind of religion. But they're all amalgamated together, aren't they? It's a very strange chimera, isn't it?
It is. It's very strange. He's calling and supporting the New World Order. It's almost as if he's been anointed, you know, the president of it or something, and we don't know about it. You know, the joke's on us, so to speak. It's just, I don't know. I mean, I don't understand. Gun confiscation will lead to mass murder and has led to mass murder in every single country that the government has seized firearms.
Right.
Seriously. I mean, all you have to do is look at history. From Russia,
wait, I got a new term for you.
Germany.
New term. Exactly. The new term for you is Venezuelization. How's that?
Yeah.
You take your guns from everybody, you give guns to your supporters, and you kill people that oppose you. That's what Maduro's doing in Venezuela.
Yeah, Stalin did that, and Lenin did that, and Mao Zedong did that, and Pol Pot did that.
Look at Kristallnacht. And this is right after they passed
yeah.
a law to confiscate guns in Germany.
Exactly.
And the well-meaning business people in Germany, a lot of them didn't want to move because they had, you know, jewelry stores, they had glassworks, they had, you know, factories making all kinds of things. They had good services they were providing to people, restaurants. They didn't want to move. A lot of them, unfortunately, didn't stay too long until they ended up dying in work camps. People don't understand this. And by the way, it wasn't just Jews. It was gypsies. It was anybody that opposed the crazy
right.
Nazis. And people don't understand the Nazis were a religious cult. They're a religious cult. They're not just a military operation. It was a religious cult. That's why they have no Schwabenland in Antarctica. and the getting the sword of destiny and all this crap. I mean, they were a weird bunch of characters, just like this Pope. They have some very strange apocalyptic views, and they think they're somehow the top of the heap. It's weird, isn't it?
It really is. And if you think about how the Nazis came to power after the Weimar Republic fell, you had the 1938 Nazis Weapons Act. So basically what it was a registration of every single person that owned a firearm, owned a gun in the country. Most of those were Jews, and most of those were shop owners. Most of those were jewelers. Most of those were, you know, what do you call the shoe people that make the shoes? Cobblers. Most of those people, you know, were journalists. Most of those people were people that needed to protect storefront property and things like that. So when they decided to take all the guns, they knew exactly where all the guns were because of the Nazi Weapons Act, because of the registration of everything. It's such a dangerous thing. People just don't understand that if you write down who has guns in a country, when a dictator takes over, history will repeat itself, just like it did with the Nazis.
Yeah, doesn't it?
Sick.
It is very sick, and it's also extremely dangerous. Here's where I see the timeline for this year. My feeling is the IG report will come up before the third week in May. Sessions is waiting for it because I think Trump has damocles sort of Sessions' head. That if the IG report doesn't shut down Mueller, Trump is going to fire or the Congress is actually going to find both Sessions and Rosenstein's in contempt of Congress.
Yes, that's and what's going to happen. Them both.
And they'll both be impeached. So either way, Sessions should actually quit and go back and run for the Senate in his home state. Number two, North Korea is not a North Korean problem. It's a Russia and a China problem. And I honestly think that we need to have a lot tougher stance against Russia and China. And their oligarchs in Russia and their PLA communist billionaires have Airstream jets, and their kids go to universities in London, and they fly out for special holidays, go shopping on their own private Airstream jet. I think that we have to stop the intellectual property. I saw another Silicon Valley, which is bizarre humor, but boy, they make some points. There was one company in America that wanted to build this thing called the Box over in China, and he didn't care if it actually caused people to commit suicide, but they say we have a new China now. They're trying to make a joke about it because it isn't a new China. You know, they actually have hats on to monitor their brainwave patterns to see if they're stressed, the railways and people working in factories. It's the freaking Matrix, and our Silicon Valley companies are collaborating, and we're also allowing them to come in and buy artificial intelligence and steal $600 billion of technology every year, or just have our companies hand it over in order to even do business in China. Then they actually compete against them and get rid of them. So we have this giant python called China, and we have this wild wolf called Russia that wants to re-exert the Soviet Union. And we got to face the music here. This is not funny stuff. This is real. Trump is the only one in probably a century or more that actually faces reality as a businessman. All the other politicians would try to see if they could stave or just deal with North Korea alone. It's not a North Korean problem. It's a global problem with proliferation of nuclear, chemical, and biological weapons. Same way as Iran and Syria. People don't realize after the fall of the Soviet Union, all those advanced bioweapons, viruses, bacteria, super pathogens, were passed over to technicians that went to Tehran and Syria to actually continue their projects. All those nasty bioweapons went to Iran. So it's not just a missile problem. The Peacock Empire wants to redominate the Middle East just like the Medo-Persian Empire. They're re-exerting themselves right now, and if we don't stop them, they'll not only put the Middle East in danger, every single city and town in Europe is within missile range of Iran. And that's Iran alone, not even including Russia. And Russia has built all these advanced weapon systems and bolts them. They can hit us from the southern pole attached where we don't even have an early missile warning system. We're crazy to tolerate this stuff. And when Trump congratulates Putin, my stomach turns. I'm thinking, yeah, you got the other guy in jail. You have protests, and you actually throw in prison 1,000 people for one protest because you don't want them protesting because you want to continue yourself like a rock star in Russia. This guy's a maniac. Putin is like, I call him Rasputin. He's a maniac, isn't he?
He really, truly is. And, you know, when you think about it, this is the guy that said, when they asked him in an interview, what do you think the last century will be remembered for? And this was right at the turn of the new century. And he said, the worst geopolitical catastrophe, use those words, for the 20th century was the fall of communism was the fall of the Soviet Union, is what he actually said, his exact words.
Yeah.
And so you're right. This is someone that wants to get the old guard back together. He wants to grab Estonia and Latvia and Ukraine and, you know, all the other countries of the
and the wimpy European community want to bow down and say, take it. Crazy, hey? Eh?
Well, they're bending over and saying,
we all have heard about
that. That's
what I mean. Fish oil.
Yes, hi. Well, we are live again. Okay, we're back. So let's continue, Josh.
Yeah, I think that...
I think the commercials must have not come in properly, so I guess we're still live.
Yeah, so here's what's going to happen. Trump is going to work out an agreement with North Korea. And we're not going to remove troops from South Korea. We're not going to remove troops or missile defense from Japan or anything like that.
Right.
And they're basically, you know, I would imagine going to sign a declaration to end the war. I think that that's going to be a big part of this. And they're going to have to, you know, they're going to have to open up their, you know, their country to, you know, Amnesty International, to Christian organizations, to feed the poor and, you know, get medical supplies and all that stuff that they need to take care of their people. That's going to have to be part of this. And I guess we'll relinquish sanctions if they start to dismantle their nuclear program. Obviously, this is going to have to be something that we verify and that is going to have to not be dependent on the IAEA. We saw how stupid they are. They can't even find a secret nuclear program in Iran. So I certainly wouldn't agree with having them.
Well, they had 400 inspections in the last several years, but not one was on a military base. I mean, where do you think you're going to develop them?
Yeah, but 28
and
days.
Missiles. Yeah, not only that, they haven't done one inspection on any military base. They did 400 all over the place and elsewhere. It's like...
Yeah.
It's like, you know, you have 1,000 toxic chemicals in your water, which actually around 11,000. And you say, well, we're regulating 38, and those 38 chemicals are at a level that we consider right now to be toxic to your health, but they're not concerned about the other 10,900. It's the same kind of foolishness. They'll regulate the non-military sites in Iran, say they're compliant. I'm thinking, that has nothing to do with it. It's like a guy's got an AR-70 machine gun behind his back or a big machete. You can't see the machete because his hand is behind his back. That's what we're dealing with. And yet these fools and the politicians and their bureaucrats want to tell us, oh, just, you know, don't worry, be happy, you know, Bob Mingham Farron song, you know. If you worry, then you double your trouble, right?
It's like going out on a Saturday night and leaving your teenager home alone and telling your teenager, please don't have a party. And they go, don't worry, Mom and Dad, we won't have a party. Just let me know what time you're coming home. Oh, you'll be home at 12? Okay, no problem. I'll make sure that the party's over by 10. Yeah, it's like ridiculous. That's what's going on with Iran. And thank God Benjamin Netanyahu was able to expose it. I believe in a preemptive strike. Maybe you don't, but I do. I think.
Well, no. I'll tell you what, no. I believe in a preemptive strike, but I believe in a certain way of doing it.
It should have been yesterday.
Well,
it should have been yesterday.
Benjamin Netanyahu
recently just came out and he said that we should deal with Iran now rather than later, and I agree with him. Bomb them now.
Yeah, but see, the way my preemption would be in this layer. Let me give you the layers I would say. We're not just dealing with Iran or Syria. We're dealing with Russia. So
right.
If they plan on cyber attacking us, how about we cyber attack and shut down their power grid and their military bases? How about we poke out their eyes if they have any satellites and we knock them out? How about so that they can't hit us with any nuclear weapons? They don't have any guidance systems. How about we take out the Bashar reactor by dropping non-nuclear devices that actually make it collapse into a giant hole so it doesn't put radiation around the world.
Exactly.
And how about we hit it from space the palace where all these mullahs are there and fry them from space inside their own skin with our gamma-based, space-based weapons. And then maybe the world would take notice that if you cross America, you don't have a bad day, you die. That needs to happen, and we have to stop the idea that things we can negotiate with these people. Negotiations, as far as I'm concerned, is a wasted effort. It's time to actually just take action.
I agree.
And the same thing with China. China was our intellectual property. We should shut down trade with China. We should shut down trade with any country that doesn't have reciprocal trade and tries to block our products coming in. We should also get shut down the organizations that allow the poisoning our own food, like the the FDA and these organizations that lobby to allow GMO foods and put pesticides in our food and do all kinds of other stuff. There's no need for it. We're allowed to use wastewater to grow our so-called organic crops. The problem is we have enough corruption inside our country, and we need to get rid of the idea that any politicians can get any kind of corruption. That needs to happen. You don't need to do term limits. All you need to do is just change the rules so they can't actually be lobbying for industry and going through the magic thing of we go back and forth between industry and government. That musical chair stuff, that's the problem that we have in this country. That's why we don't have missile defense. That's why the things aren't working, right?
It's a big part of it. I agree with you. We don't need to drop nuclear bombs on Iran. That's not what I'm saying. And I do agree that we should do some type of Stuxnet on steroids, maybe, and hit Russia and China and Iran all at once so that when we do attack their nuclear facilities, there's absolutely no blowback and there's nobody that's going to come back and do anything, and we're just going to get rid of everything that we need to get rid of. And then, you know, then at that point, you know, maybe we take the thing off of it or whatever and allow their, you know, their communications to come back on once we're done. So it kind of shows that
we're... You can do it surgically so you don't destroy their infrastructure, but you kill the leaders.
Right. Exactly.
And they do need to die. I mean, people say, oh, that's a terrible thing to talk about murder. No, it's not murder. It's self-defense. Well, we have a situation when you have a nation that has puts on the side of missiles, death to America, death to Israel. It's like Trump says in the meeting on the weekend with the NRA. This is not negotiation. Let's put it this way. If I had a neighbor who, when I drove by his front yard, he says, death to Deagle, death to his family. I wouldn't wait till the bugger came to my home. I'd go to his home and I'd kill him. Okay? I wouldn't play around, and I do it in a very obscenely obtuse way, so nobody ever track and find that there's any evidence that I had done anything, but he'd die anyway. So you have to, that's the way America should deal with this. If someone's threatening you, you take them out.
Yeah, you have to take their threat seriously. You can't just say,
well,
oh,
but we don't. Our politicians have actually, our politicians like Obama are always acting like a male prostitute. You lean over and take it. It's ridiculous. You know, look what Obama did to this country. He doubled the national debt. He caused the black and Hispanic unemployment to be the highest ever. He increased the number of people on food stamps. He opened our borders and actually released 83,000 people back on the streets or convicted felon criminals of violent crimes like wife beating and theft and, you know, gunshots and everything. And he did this not into their own home country back into a prison. No, no. Oh, they wouldn't take him, so he re-released them on the streets. It's the same way we have the situation here in America. We don't have enough detention facilities for all these illegals that arrive here, so we just re-release them on their own recognizance, so maybe show up for a meeting 2 years from now.
Yeah, give us a ticket and come back.
That's crazy. It's like, no, my idea is you should put your foot in America, you go to a civil detention work camp, and we can bus you to your work site and bus you back, and after several years of good labor, we actually will put a tracker angle like a criminal on you, because you are a criminal if you go here illegally, and then we're going to watch you, and after 10 years of good behavior, you can apply to start the whole process of citizenship. But this idea of automatically letting people arrive here, and we don't have industry or the state saying, hey, we need a certain number of engineers or people that can work in coal mines or somebody. We have 6 million jobs can't be filled by Americans because our schools don't teach people the skill sets to assemble electronic parts or do a whole lot of other industry. Yeah. Mike Rowe from Dirty Jobs says 6 million jobs sitting there that Americans can't fill. Because they're not trained. They're sitting around either taking unemployment insurance or going to college taking philosophy courses when they actually should learn a skill set.
Amen to that. We do need more skilled workers, but we don't need them to be illegal, that's for sure.
Exactly. So not only that, we don't care where they come from. And that, by the way, we do care if they're Muslim. As far as I'm concerned, Muslim immigrants to America will never integrate. So oil and water, we got to stop it. This idea that Muslims are going to mix with Americans is foolishness. It's not. And once you become a large enough minority, we saw this in Quebec, Canada, just 3 years ago, they applied to actually have Sharia law and have their own court systems.
Yep.
And they're trying to do it in Deerfield, Michigan, really near my old home of Detroit, Michigan. I have relatives up there. I can tell you, these were brought in by Ford 100 years ago to assemble cars. They're never going to integrate with our society. They have their own laws. Islam is not just a religion. It's a geopolitical control, mind control system. It's politics. It's everything.
Civilizational jihad is more dangerous to the U.S. and Europe than an
actual. Exactly. Yeah, exactly. And, of course, the leftists, they want jihad. They don't care about the Muslims. They just want to break down what we have. Right?
The truth has spoken.
There you go. Amazing. Back in a moment, hour number two, health and wellness. Deborah Tavares is back at an amazing conference today. You don't want to miss it. We're going to have some hot topics. Coming up tomorrow, we have some amazing things coming up. It's John W. Spring in preparation for North Korea and Iran. And some new, shocking new details we'll talk about tomorrow with John W. Spring.
Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.